And I'm here to tell you today in trembling that some of you are on the edge of a precipice. And you've fallen before. And you've made your mistakes before. And you got up. And thank God you got up. But you've made the mistake of thinking just because you got up every other time and brushed yourself off and said, I got away with that and God forgave me and they embraced me and now everything is fine, that it's going to be that way every time for the rest of your life. And I'm here to tell you, it is not. It is not, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Part of my studying to write this book involved, after God had shown me what he had shown me researching what other commentators had said. And I gave Mr. Vincent a mandate. I wanted the 10 best commentaries of the last century on Hebrews. I wanted to see what they had to say. How am I looking compared to what they have to say and what I'm saying? And I looked at them all, not all 10, because I don't have all 10 yet, but I looked at those I have on Hebrews chapter 6. And I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. And I want to get, before you look, I want to give you a picture. He's just finished saying, you're immature, which you don't have staying power. You're not running with patience. Then he slips down to somebody else and says, by the way, if any of you are thinking of quitting, I want you to know, it'll spell out your doom. Then he says, number three, I'm expecting none of you to make such a stupid mistake. But if you do, you're wiped out for life. Now, I jumped out. I want to jump into the wiped out for life section and what the commentators have to say. Hebrews chapter 6, let's look at what happens to quitters who quit the race. Start in verse 3. And this we will do. That is, keep on running, if God permits. Verse 4. Because it is impossible, say impossible,
impossible,
for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Then he gives the analogy of the fact that when God sows, you can either get blessed or cursed in verses 7 and 8. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. So he says, I want to tell you something. The rain is there to be a blessing on you. That's the preached word. If you don't want it, it can be a curse to you and you can be burned. He says, I want you to know something. You're babes in Christ and you're too old for that. Now, if you don't start running this race and you slip over into the area of turning your back on the gospel and the grace of Christ and walking away, I just want you to know, if you do that, there's no repentance for you. It's out the window. But he says, I don't expect you to do that. I expect you to rise up and do the right thing. Now, let's see what the great commentators have to say. First of all, we will look at what Mr. William Lane has to say on the subject. And Mr. William Lane is the Dean of the School of Religion and Professor of Biblical Studies at Pacific University in Seattle. And he has a several doctor's degrees. Now, I will turn on the subject to page 130. And I will read for you. He took this whole portion and translated it into the Greek language. I mean, what am I saying? And he took this whole portion in the Greek language, in the text, and translated it into English literally. And I want you to hear how it says it literally in the Greek. And we will do this, that is, if God allows. For it is impossible when those who have once been brought into the light and have experienced the gift from heaven and who have received a share in the Holy Spirit and who have experienced the goodness of God's word and the powers of the coming age and then have fallen away, to restore them to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God again and exposing him to public shame. For the field which soaks up the frequent rain which falls upon it and which yields a useful crop to those for whom it is cultivated share a blessing from God. But if it produces thorns and thistles, it is useless, and a curse hangs over it. In the end, it'll be burned over. That's the literal translation.